The Lord be with you, heart dwellers. Well, it's nice to be back in the saddle here and moving along with messages. And today I asked the Lord what was on his heart, as usual. And he said, meekness. He began, this is the time of the year when people have agendas. They rush around focused only on their goals. They forget to look out for others. In fact, others are truly in their way. I wish for my brides to reflect my kindness, meekness, and yielding to others when the opportunity presents itself. The beauty of my bride is that she reflects my nature. She's never pushy, harsh, demanding, or calculating. She's tender, looking around her for others who might need a hand. She's on the alert to defer to others and is endlessly patient. I accompany her gladly because she behaves the way I would, and it is truly a pleasure to be in her company. I whisper things in her ear and she listens. She hasn't closed me out because she's in a rush, irritated with others, focused only on her worldly needs. Rather, her heart is open to my inspirations. She's full of charity for the poor and regards her own estate as being very lowly. For this reason, she's never rude or harsh, never judgmental, and always, always on the lookout for virtue in others. If she catches herself in a fault, she immediately repents and looks at the good in others. Let's leave behind the best possible impression, because this may be the very last Jesus they will remember after the rapture. Do nothing to wound or injure. Do nothing out of selfishness, and do not manipulate or demand your own way. These things should be far from you, my bride. Your heart should be the sweetest paradise on earth. Leaving that impression with others will do the most to bring me to them. They will recognize me in you if you behave with meekness and mildness. This may be the very last time you see certain relatives. Leave them with a sweet taste in their hearts. Avoid quarrels or heated debates. You may win the battle, but you will lose the war. What is more important to me than anything right now in this moment, as far as you are concerned, is to keep peace and a loving memory behind. Love is the language of souls. Love is my signature. Patience, humility, and meekness will honor me more than clever arguments or attempts to make a point. Understand that the demons will do their very best to incite division and leave a bitter memory behind. Be prepared to disappear into your prayer closet for a few moments to clear the air. Above all, do not look down on your loved ones who have not as yet received the grace of knowing me. Had I not given you that grace, along with another, that of corresponding, you would be as they are, or worse. Self-righteousness is the number one killer with the unsaved. They hate it with a passion, and will instinctively be combative and sarcastic if they get even a whiff of that attitude. Do not take offense, but love one another deeply and from the heart. If you must remove yourself because someone is being belligerent or ugly, make a good excuse and leave the room without even a hint of irritation. My brides, I tell you the truth. Satan is cruising for you. He has assignments on all of you to ruin this holiday, and perhaps the last time you will see some of your loved ones. forewarned is forearmed. I am telling you so you can take control of the situation in the spirit and not be snagged by your flesh. Of course, pray ahead of time, anoint your table and chairs, and be prepared to deflect situations that could lead to a confrontation. You know how you do with little children. Their minds are made up about something, but you distract them out of that place into one that is healthier. Pray also for the safety of family members who are traveling. Bless their vehicles. If any difficulties should arise, in spite of your very best efforts, call upon me to deliver you. I am with you always. This time is very important to me. Do you understand? There are some you will not see again in this life. Leave them with an exceptionally sweet memory of you. I bless you now to overcome the wiles of the enemy, to be one or more steps ahead of him, and to exercise great charity and meekness. I love you all so tenderly. We will be together soon. Remember, you are my ambassadors of love.